You know, obviously so much success on this road trip so far. Thoughts getting ready for Dallas tomorrow night and capping this thing off and what could be just a tremendous trip for the hockey club?
Yeah, it's been good, like you said, so far. But Dallas is hot as well. I think they've won a few in a row now, and they're playing a lot better hockey since the start of the year. So it's going to be a tough challenge in their building.
When you look back at last night, what stands out for you in picking up your third straight win and obviously a very big Central Division matchup?
Yeah, it was one of those games, a road win. It was gritty. It was we grinded a bit, but at the end of the day, all that matters is 2 points.
When you look at the third periods on this road trip, the way that you guys have been able to shut teams down, what are the challenges to doing that when you have a lead, and especially maybe a one-goal lead or a two-goal lead where, you know, teams are really pushing in that period?
I think the challenges are to maintain your confidence and then to maintain offense too. You can't sit on your heels all game because teams around this league, they have too many good players. So you sit on your heels, you're going to give up a goal. And I think that's what we've been doing, is sticking to our system and keeping our confidence.
You feel like you guys have kind of tightened up in the third, where a lot of the shots are not coming from maybe those high danger areas?
Tightened up maybe a little bit, but at the same time, we're not sitting on our heels. So I think it's a good balance of having awareness and communication in our D zone. But also, like I said, staying on the attack.